Somebody called me too Shilas Lamaisa last night. So even though he tied it, I should tie it into the parasha. He gave me a whole way, but I'm not tying it into the parasha. Right? To be yashar. I just want to say the shayla. Then if we have extra time, then we'll do it on the parasha. But I think everyone's going to like the shayla. So he told me two shaylas. They were both lamaisa. One here in Baltimore and one somewhere else. Said there is a school that made a day camp. And a bunch of parents hired carpool people to drive the kids to the camp. Then, at the last minute, the school got a better place, so they switched the camp right near these kids. So all the parents, they called up these carpool people, and they said, we don't need the carpool, the kids can walk. So the people who were hired said, you're making us lose money, because a lot of people called us, and we said, no, we're taken. And now they have no job. Okay, what's the halacha? That's case one. Case two was, this is from somewhere else, so some doctor was going on vacation for a month or something. So he asked another doctor to take over, mamala makam. Then, so the guy didn't take any patients, he wouldn't see anybody during that time because he was supposed to mamala makam. Right before, the vacation place called up, it's canceled. So the doctor tells the first doctor, all right, I'm going to work, I don't need you. He says, you made me mafsid money. I have... Okay, what's the halacha?
I see a connection here.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same... Yeah, 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 it's the same exact kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm really on my game.
Okay. So, anyways, really the answer is very short for this. It only could become complicated, but really it's very short. It's with Farish. In 1 minute, you can, if you want to hear just the main part, you can be done in a minute. These cases are right in the Gemara. The Gemara has cases like that you hired workers to do work on the field, something with watering, and then something happened and a rain came and all that. And it says Beferish that if it's totally not the fault of the person who hired you, and if it's something which is a oinus, you don't have to pay him a penny. So really, that's if it's really true that these people had no idea and people made oinus on him, that's it. You don't have to pay him anything. Now, I will mention something in the Pesach. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. It has a bunch of cases. One case in Shulchan Aruch is a person hired a Rebbe to teach. And then the student got sick. So he called up the Rebbe. I'm canceling. The kid's sick. So the Rebbe said, I lost the job. I was offered, you know, some other job, and now I lost the job. Potter. Or any case like that. The Shulchan Aruch has a bunch of different cases like that. If you're an oinus, it does say in the Pesachei Tshuva there, in the name of a Sefer, Mayim Chaim, that in that particular case it was a Shoichet. A Shoichet was hired by a place, and then some oinus happened, and they didn't need the Shoichet anymore because of some kind of oinus. It wasn't their fault. So, Potter. But he says, Roy v'nochen hu, that if the person needs it really for Parnosa, and he has a family, and you're not going to Parnosa, you should try to give him some. You should, lifnim mishur esadin, but it's not a halacha. You know, he writes there, Potter v'chol zeledina. Omnom, Roy v'nochen hu, lifnim mishur esadin. Okay, adka. Where does it start getting complicated?
Well, there's a difference between cases, because in one case, there's an onus. In the event, there's a real onus. And changing the location of the thing is not an onus. Maybe they didn't know about it. Where's the onus?
Case of the shechita. I'll give you, like, in the case of the shechita, what happened was they, without their ability to do anything about it, the meat was getting supplied from another place, because, like, the mayor made a deal with another city, and the meat was coming in from somewhere else. So they had no shechita. They didn't need any shechita. I'm saying, like, things like that. That's...
But if that's not the case of the water,
By the Gemara's case, what happened was that the water came, or one case was a lake broke through.
Yeah, but that's also honest. There is an essence, an honest that triggered the events.
You mean something unusual? What do you mean by the honest? Like, yeah. You mean here?
The school moving the camp.
Yeah, but why?
In that case, the school made a decision to move.
Where's the honest?
Well, I'm an honest. I hired the carpool, right? What should I do? I mean, I hired a guy to drive my kid to camp over there, and now there's no camp over there. So, I mean, like, what should I do? They moved the camp, so I should drive him to there. I mean, clearly, the main point is if it's my pshia, then I have to pay him. If it's not pshia, then
doesn't make any difference if you had an alternative. Let's say the Rebbe case. Make any difference if guy says somebody called me and I had to say no, so I lost money top, or say no, nobody called, but if I didn't have this job, maybe
soon we'll see it all about that. Okay. This is all negay and the foul. If though the person knew already that the school was thinking about changing the camp, right? Or let's say this doctor in that story, he knew that place might he heard already. There was things, and then he didn't tell the guy, and he just made it sound like I'm hiring you azoi. Then already that's called like a pshia, because it says in the Shulchan Aruch, like let's say you knew that your kid sometimes gets sick, and you just told the Rebbe I'm hiring you as a Rebbe, and then the kid got sick. Or if let's say you knew that once in a blue moon that lake does spill, overflow. And then already it's your fault. Then it is your fault. And Memela, what is the so now? That's where all these things come into play.
Unless I told him.
If I told him that, right? Then it says beferish. If you told him, then it's fair. But if that you told him beferish, if that happens, then deal's off. That's fine. But if you didn't tell him, and it says in Shulchan Aruch Vayter, if he also knew just as well as I knew, like Lamashal, he lives in the same city as me. So we all know that once in a while the lake overflows. So then also I'm putter, because why do I have to tell you? You know when I know. It's only in a case where I know certain information and there's no reason why the person hired, then already you're pesha and you have to pay. So that is where it gets complicated. It says that it says in Shulchan Aruch, you only have to pay if it's a fact that Hitaka lost money because he could have gotten a different job. Then it's Taka my fault, and I have to pay. But if you have no way to prove that you would have gotten a different job anyway, then again you don't have to pay. So then that's where you think it's negay. So if the guy can say somebody called me, I turned them down because I took your thing, that's a good riot. But if the guy didn't get any calls, he said, I could have worked hard on getting a different job, then it's very hard to know. I mean, it's like Tali and Ra'oi saying they are dying on that. And that's why it says, I saw in the Pisrei Choshen, he writes that if, let's say, this could happen any time. A person calls up a place and orders them to do work for them. Whatever, it could be a million different things. Right? And then you cancel at the last second. And now, the other guy claims you made me lose money. So sometimes it's very clear that he could really prove it. He could say, "You mamish made me lose money." So then, if I was mevatel because of something that was a pshia, because I knew it might happen, then I talk. I have to pay. But in a case, he writes that in a case where it's not clear, the guy claims he could have gotten a different job, and it's not 100% clear, you should probably mispasher him, he says, because it's hard to know for sure if it's true or not, but he has a good time.
This happens with wedding halls all the time.
You mean you order a day?
You order a day.
And then something happens.
Something happens, the shidduch is off. And he says, that Sunday I could have had 6 weddings.
Ah. So again, it's the same thing. If it's an oinus, there was no way for him to know. But let's say he already knew that there was something.
How are you going to know?
But he knows it happens occasionally that the wedding doesn't work. Yeah. Doesn't work.
Well, I don't know. Is that enough? And regular, normal shidduch?
Well,
How can a beis din be mitzvah? I mean, that's just
you have to be honest.
Right, you have to be honest.
So you're a caterer and you're already prepared.
Right, so if it, the, as we said, the rules. If I'm oinus,
put the food back in the
mevatel. If the one was mevatel,
and I have spent money, then the day before they say it's chasana, so I have a loss.
The out of pocket.
Oh, you mean because there he mamash spent money? Oh well, the truth is in that case it's much more. This whole sugya that I said is only if you canceled before he started the malacha. Once the person started the malacha, it's much more chamer. Then you, even if it's an oinus, you have to pay him. If once he started working for you, lemaisa, then you have to pay him. Then you really have to pay him.
So if they move the camp in the middle of the summer, then they would have to pay.
Then they would have to pay in the middle of the summer. I guess if the way you hired the guy was for a summer, in other words, you hired the guy to do carpool for a whole summer, and in the middle, then I think you do have to pay him. Yeah, but I didn't check that part of it out so much because that wasn't the case that was given to me. But that's why I saw when I was going through that once you start, you have to pay. Okay, so now, how much do you have to pay? Again, all in the case where I was a shtickle pesheya that I have to pay. So it says you have to pay like a poyel bottle because the mice, at least the guy has vacation. So here I want to talk just a minute about what's poyel bottle. The Taz says that he found in a tshuva from Rashi and in another tshuva in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel that the shear of poel batel is 50%. 50%. But in the tshuvas HaRashba, he says poel batel is, the case over there was that a guy hired a metal worker. And it says in the Rashba, these people made a lot. They made, it was a good parnasa. And then I canceled on him. So he says, pay him his wages, take off a ma'at, because he's poel batel, because he has a free day. So the shail is, the Taz said, half. And the Rashba said, a ma'at. So you could say it's just a machlekes. But I wanted to say the basic rule, which I think is probably pretty true. It says in Shulchan Aruch, which is based from the Gemara, uchlushe de mechuza. The Gemara says that, what if the guy says, I hate not working? Right? It makes me sick. What if you gave me vacation? I'd rather work. That was the chlusha de mechuza. The Gemara says, these people, they were strong from working. And when they didn't work, they felt shvach. And then in the Poskim, it brings two more examples of that. Magide shir. Huh. Yeah? Wow. It bothers them not to say shir. And chazonim. it says chazonim, they don't like not singing. Yeah, okay, that's what they say.
They go a long time.
Who's Rebbe quoting? Who's Rebbe quoting?
That's on the page. I don't remember now.
Oh, one of the Nisei Kalim.
Yeah, one of the Nisei Kalim says those cases. I think the Rebbe case is like Mamish in the Ramah even. Yeah. So it says by all those, you have to pay him gan simon. Because when you gave him a vacation, he doesn't want the vacation. So
you use it
all the time. Okay, if he wants it. So Mimela, I think that could be a little bit of the guiding thing. The Taz is talking about a person who works really hard and makes a little money. So if he is off, so he's pretty happy, so you give him half. But the Rashba said that this guy was a person who makes a lot of money every hour. Right, he's not going to be happy to get half the money for his grace of vacation. He's going to be bitzar gadol. You have to work it out always that it should be that it's fair. That's the bottom line. It has to be fair. That's the idea of poel batel. You're lemais. At least you have a vacation. News. So how much should I take off for that? You can't take off half of a guy who makes tons of money every day. What kind of fair thing is that? But if it's a case where taka the person works hard and he gets little money, so it's taka fair to give him half. Okay, that's the din of poel batel. Fine.
Again, ma'at is when.
So if you only go down a ma'at. If taka going down halfway would be mitzayer him instead of make him, he wouldn't consider that a good fair thing at all. So then you can't do that. Okay. That's the end of the halacha l'maaseh. Okay, that's the, okay. The, if the person was on oinus, then the din is I'm potter. Okay, there's a lifnei mishur sadin thing that if the person really needs the money, has a family, but also lifnei mishur sadin. If it's my fault because I knew something might be coming up, and then I back out, then I have to pay him a poiled bottle. Okay, those are the din. Now a little of lomdis of the reason why you have to pay him.
Did you mention another case?
What do you mean, like Makas Medina?
Yeah, tornado.
Oh, yeah, there is a Bezundere Din for that. There is, but I didn't learn it because it wasn't a Gea, but I saw it there in the Ramal. There is a Din if it's a Makas Medina that the whole, everyone had to shut down, you do have to pay, even by Oinus. Yeah, but I didn't learn the Sugya, so I can't say the details. I don't know why I didn't learn it.
You do.
It's very interesting because the fire is a bigger oinus than me.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't both sides. On both sides.
The other guy couldn't get a job either.
Right. On both sides.
Right. Right. But I don't know. I didn't learn it. It's there in Shulchan Aruch. I didn't learn through it.
Like Mazalagaram.
Now the big question is, what is the root of the reason? What's the time that I have to pay when it's my fault? What's the way to ask the kasha? The kasha, the ktsoy says from my son. My son, Rav Doif Ber HaKoyin Shein. Yeah, he writes his name. Asked me kasha. He says, I don't understand this whole din over here that when you make a guy lose parnasa, that you have to pay. So what's the problem? The mefurisha halacha in, he doesn't say the makam where it's from, but it's from the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says on the following story. I have a hotel. I rent out rooms. A guy who's loy ovid lemega means he doesn't ever pay for a night's sleep. What does he do? He let's say he sleeps on park benches and he sleeps in the air. He doesn't, or whatever. It doesn't make a difference. Why he has an eitzah. He doesn't pay money for sleeping at night. Right, he could be a normal person who has a house, but that's a funny case. But okay, and so he goes ahead and parks himself in the hotel for a night. Yeah, why not? Tonight he'll park in the. He didn't ask Rishus, right? So the next morning they find him over there. The din is by loy ovid lemegar, you don't have to pay because it's not called nenemon. But the guy says, you made me lose a room. Because the guy put up a sign, you know, whatever, do not disturb or whatever, that people thought the room was taken, which it was. And so people didn't buy it, So the din is, the re says, Potter. Why? Because mevatel kisoy shal chaveroi, being mevatel somebody from making money, is the wrong thing. But you can't make a person pay for being mevatel kisa shel chaver. And the Rosh argues, it's like, yeah, gram eino marviach. He didn't like make him lose money, he just made him not get money. And the Rosh argues for one reason. The Rosh says, no, I hold that you do have to pay, because if you're mevatel kisa, I agree, then you're potter. But if you're oichel kisa shel chaver, because I slept on the bed, in other words, the way that this happened was, he says, if the guy would have put a don't disturb sign and he wasn't there just because he's angry at the other person, then I'm asking. But if he was sitting in the room and sleeping there, then he already has to pay.
That's already
oichel. So Frechter of Doiv Berish HaKoyin to his father, to the Ketzois, he said, L'chayra, that's what I'm doing to these workers. I'm making them not make money. I'm l'chayra not taking away their money. I'm just making it that now they have no pernosa for a week. So why am I chayv? That's what he asked his father.
It's a big difference. Because in the case of Mbakul Kisa Shakabera, he has something that makes payers. He has,
right, like rooms, hotel rooms.
Rooms or whatever the chasim he has, it makes payers from the mela.
Okay.
There's no extra. In the case of the payol, there's another step. These payol have to actually work in order to create income.
Okay.
So
isn't that all the more so then? Then it should be
more so that he doesn't
have to pay. He shouldn't have to pay because he didn't have to even put in terchot.
Right. So he's saying good. So he's saying a good cash flow thing.
What's the simple case of Zenen of Zechosu?
That's only when I'm Ovid Lemaker. In other words, if I pay money, if I do pay money, I'm a person that pays money, and I just walked into a hotel, then since I'm Nene money, because I was there for a night, for that's worth money to me, then I have to pay him. And there we say, even if that person doesn't rent the room, but if it makes the walls black a little, so he's chaser a little, even that's already I have to pay him. But the nana has to be from that's money for me.
Right.
But if I don't pay money anyways, if the guy says no, I'll sleep wherever else.
No, but the other person has to be chaser, right?
Right. So he's chaser here. They have no problem with that. He lost $50.
That's considered chaser.
I think
that's the
because he's from the Gemara. That's
not a chaser.
That's called. The Gemara calls that chaser there. That is called chaser. But the din is chaser v'loy nene is doesn't pay. That's the point what they're saying. Chaser v'loy nene, or since I didn't get money, so his chaser, that's not enough yet to pay. It's only if I'm nene and he's chaser.
Is that a machlekes right there between the riff?
The riff is the one that says, like the Rush, that I have to pay.
Right.
And the Rush says, I hold the reason why the riff would be right is only because I was oichel.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's
maybe somebody says stuff other than the Rush, shot in the riff, but that's how the Rush learns shot in the riff.
I would say, Daniel still tools of trade of someone else, he's not doing the law, you should pay Shabbos to him also. That's the value of the neighbor.
But you don't pay. You don't pay, right. So if I, you mean if I used them?
Yeah.
You mean if, let's say, it should come out a similar case. If I stole a different worker's tools and I used the tools, then, according to that Rush, I would have to pay that guy for his loss. Because, I don't know, maybe. I don't know. Besides for returning the Geneva, he would have to pay him for, I hear. So the Tzais told him at Teretz. Said, I told my son like this. The Pshat is, there's a din in the Gemara that if I was Mazik Pliny's behema, I ruined a behema, my friend's cow, I need to pay Nezek, but not the other four things. But if I Mazik Adam, I need to pay Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, Sheves, Boishes. So the Gemara says, what's example where you just pay only Shabbos? Where's an example that you pay only Shabbos? Usually you heard it, so it's a few of them. What's a case only Shabbos? Says the Gemara in Bava Kama, pay hey amid base, hadke bandrune. I take a guy, I lock him up in a room, and he can't go to work. So I pay just Shabbos. So it's like, so that's the answer to your cash. In the case of the hotel, I was mazik Yenim's Kalim, meaning the hotel
property.
The property. So over there, the din is there is no such thing as payment for Shabbos. So since I didn't ruin any of the room, the room's in perfect shape, so Memela, I don't have to pay. But in the case of the Poyalim, I hurt you because you wanted to make money with your hands, with your goof. So over there, Zakhtik Tzais, that's like putting a guy in a room.
This is not a case of
Chayvul Mazik. So look at the Gemara. That's why he brought the Gemara's case.
The Gemara is talking about imprisonment. The Gemara's Chiddush.
So imprisonment is called Mazik.
It's called Mazik Gufa Adam. To imprison somebody and not let them go. That's imprisoning somebody.
You're saying there's Shabbos has to be some kind of.
Some kind of it has to be part of it.
Wow.
Hey Dvarim is not some a person's mominess. We're not talking mominess here. We're talking about Hilchas Chayvul Mazik.
That's true.
Right?
But I mean, I hear it. But you're saying that locking guy in a room is called Chayvul.
I would call it
Mazik because you're making him lose his money. I thought that's
because
of why he's a Mazik.
Not because of money.
You think it has to be something physical, mamish?
Yeah, because you're taking away his liberty, his ability to move around.
All right. You see from the case, he doesn't think that. Yeah. Spike out again. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why the loss of Shabbos? This is your question. Why is it called Shabbos?
Well, what does Shabbos mean?
Shabbos means shifter that had to sit at home.
Right.
Sitting at home.
If you can entitle somebody, you can't go to work.
That's the case in the Chumash. You're saying that even though the Gemara said locking a guy up, you want to try to locking somebody is also like a little physical. But if you just make him not get a job, you can't call that like Shabbos. I hear you. He's saying yeah. So so he says la halacha. He says according to my svara, what would happen if I told a car place, or I don't know what he is, Agolo, whatever it is, yeah, that I'm renting, 10 cars, right? So they save away 10 cars for me, right? And then I cancel on them, then I'm taka potter. Even though the guy lost all his rental money, because that's Caleb. The only time that this din applies, he says, is only if you did it to a person that he was going to work with his hands. But if it was with Caleb,
So then the driver
doesn't apply.
So the driver would get, but the car won't.
So there he goes into that kind of thing. He says, if the way that the price is made is like ke'ilu, you're renting a person, like he says, what's it then if, let's say, it's a person with his donkey?
Right, because you could bring your own donkey. You could bring your own car and a hanami.
So
he says
it would only go on that part.
Right.
But I think by grad, by carpools, you don't look at it that way at all, because you don't look at like you're renting the car. I don't think
the
driver.
The time.
It's like the
service.
Yeah, probably. But he says if it would be two, then your taco would be half and half. That's what he says. Anyways, he says like this. But he says this. He says this mahalach is Tosfos is mahalach in the sugya, because the pshat is zaktik tzois. Really, this is only really called garmi. Because in order to be a real mazik biodaim, you have to touch the guy. Like, tie him up and put him in. Yeah, but he's still, right, but he's still calling it Shabbos. He's just saying that there's Shabbos biodaim, which is called mazik mamish. And then there's garmi, which is like when you make it happen, but not biodaim. But we paskin garmi. And he says, if you look in Taisus in the sugya, Taisus says the reason you pay is because of garmi.
In the sugya of the
guy who backed out on the payalim, Taisus calls it garmi. He doesn't say the word Shabbos anywhere. Taisus doesn't say the word Shabbos. He says the word garmi. So he says, you see, Taisus means what I'm saying, that it's garmi, and it means garmi of Shabbos. That's the Adam Amazik of Shabbos. Right, that's how he looks.
Shabbos and Scharpatal is the same? The
Shabbos.
Is that what Vaksos is going to say?
Oh, you mean that? Why do you only have to pay Adam Batal? You mean?
Yeah.
I guess he would say that even by a real Shabbos, you would only have to pay like Adam Batal, I guess.
That's his plan.
That's what he's saying. It comes out from what he's saying. You're right. In other words, if I locked him up in the room, then I would only need to pay him like an Adam Batal, because
he's not working, right?
Unless you say it's no vacation.
Right.
Because in that case, Pashit, it's not free time. He's locked up.
That's true by table. Somebody
gets around. Shabbos is pile bottle. It says pile bottle there. Maybe. I think it does. I think you're right. I think it says that. By real Shabbos, you also only pay pile bottle. Yes, you do, because pile bottle always goes by the profession.
It's always relative to
either a mod or a half or whatever it is.
Yeah. You pay nezer. Then you pay Shomet Yeshua because you already paid Tzchar Yod already.
Right, its potential is less.
It's already covered with Nezek.
Right.
True, but if let's say you just locked them up and there was no Nezek, then Taki would have to pay the whole Poyol Batal for Shabbos. So that's the first pshat. But he said, maybe I should say right away, the Nesiva says, I think Zach. Says, I don't agree. I know Taisus wrote Garmi. Taisus never meant Garmi of Shabbos. And he says two reasons why he says it couldn't be that Tosfos meant Shabbos. He says, he holds, it's pashut to him, I don't know how he knows, but he says, it's pashut to me, that let's say you locked the person, the story in the Gemara, you locked up the person for half a day in this thing, and he can't go out. Now, you let him out at 12 o'clock. Yeah. Now, at 12 o'clock, the guy says, I can't find a job now. Yeah, in the morning, people need jobs. So pay me for the whole day. Zok, the Nesivis Avari, he has no kind of Shabbos. You only have Shabbos for the half a day that you lock them up. Second half of the day, you can't claim. I don't know how he knows that. Obviously, the Ksais doesn't think that way. Oh, that's that Svara. Well, he doesn't say that time that he should have argued with the Ksais because of the straight out. He didn't say that. He just said, here it says, Mefeirish, that if I back out on the payel, I have to pay him for all the work he lost. He says, you can't say that that's Shevis. Shevis is only for the time when you had him locked up, not all the money that you cause him to lose later. Maybe he does mean what you're saying. I don't know. He doesn't explain how he knows that, but maybe he means what you're saying. Because when he's locked up, so that's...
You have
that's cold.
He doesn't. That's like, maybe. He doesn't say how he knows. I was wondering how he knew that. But
we find Chazal, the concept of Garmi, by anything else than Nezik. We find it by Lipoy, by Bazar, Garmi.
Oh, that's coming up in a minute. You'll see in a minute. Mamish, what you're saying. That's his first Taina. Then he has another Taina. He says, it says, there is a Mefurshe Gemara, that we're Marbe... You have to pay, a mazik has to pay whether he had in mind, didn't have in mind. But the Gemara says, Hani mili nezik. But tsar ripui shevis boishes, you only pay if you're miskaven lahazik. So he says, how could the ktsoi say that you're paying shevis here? And when I cancel, am I miskaven lahazik? I didn't hear that kasha so stark either. I don't understand it. So, yes, I am. I mean, maybe I feel very bad about it. I know good and well I'm being mazik you. We're not talking... When you say miskaven lahazik, it has to mean that I'm a rasha, I have bad and evil intentions. It means I know good and well that I am hereby mazikking you. No? So
it means be a dime versus not be a dime. Locking the doors, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, but I mean...
Bopped you on the head.
But I mean, the lashon that he used, I don't see like how he's saying.
That's my goal, my purpose.
It has to be, that's true. But in other words, if let's say I hit a guy because I wish I wouldn't, but I want to get in that place and I need to go quick, so I'm just going to have to smash him. I didn't want to hurt you, I just had, then he wouldn't have to pay his
chef. There did the mice.
So here I canceled on him. I'm saying.
Why isn't that an omis?
You mean sin? Well, here we're talking about Shia. But still. Okay. He says that it's not called miskaven. So he says the pshat in the Tosfos can't be a Shevis. There's no Shevis. Pshat is avaritas means it's a takana the rabbanon that we consider this a mazik of Garmi. That's what Tosfos meant. Midrabbanon, they turned it into mazik mamish, even though it's really not. The Rabbanon punish you that you cancel on people, you turn into a mazik. And Mimela, that's what Taisis meant. This is the Nesivis' pshat. He's an efsher loimer that is Shevis, it's mazik. Midrabbanon. So there's a big chumra in that Nesivis, I believe. Because he's going to argue on the car case. Because now, according to the Nesivis, what if I called up for cars and canceled? If it's mazik already, midrabbanan, that works all across the board. It's not only by people. So he's going to be machmer even by cars. Okay, so now we already have two.
Could be that it's
mazik. I'm saying in a case, we have to make sure that the guy really lost
them. The was only when...
Oh, maybe the takon was only on people. Yeah. But why? I mean, Alpi Savara, I mean...
The people were trying to protect.
Well, this is, I mean, it's the same
people. There's no gear to people.
I mean,
if you're in the car rental business.
I hear. Okay. You see, the Ksais only made the division because he went with the halachas of the Torah that Chavis is by all of them now. But, you know, otherwise, he seemed to be okay with putting them together.
And Mazik to Rabban is Mama, not Knas.
Yeah, he's calling it Mamish like. Mazik, he didn't call it Knas. He doesn't use the word
make up something like that.
You can't make Knas.
You mean that make up that something is a Mazik, Midrabanan.
Yeah.
Here it's not. It's like a,
it's
not a
I hear. It's not a cost because it's going to be determined by the actual. It's not a cutsive dover cutsive.
It's not that kind of.
It's not that kind of cutsive.
It could be a
cutsive
that they made up.
Some type of a.
Right. It's a
dover.
Yeah, but
it's not the kind of
right,
it's
not that thing.
Because
yeah.
if Mamish fits the
even
crime,
Garmi itself
it's a
is Durabana,
not a Knas.
According to many Rishaitim,
yeah,
and they call it Knas. Even I think there's one place in Gemara, they call that Knas. The whole thing of hurting people through Garmi.
It's
a different type of Knas,
right.
But it's called by the word Knas. Like there's a whole schmooze in the Paiskim. By Knases, kids don't have to pay for their father's Knasin. So do they pay for Garmis? There's a whole thing in the Paiskim about it. So, and this is Garmi anyway. Okay, so far I said over two drachim why canceling on a poyel is chayv to pay. According to the Ktsois, it's a deraisa of Shevis. It's mamash deraisa, and it's owned by people, not by kelim. Mamash all the rules of Shevis. According to the Nesivas, it's not pshat and Tosfos. Tosfos man, it's a drabonin of mazik. Then there's a third pshat. And the Ktsois brings it down. He says, I believe he says that the Shulchan Aruch does not hold of Tosfos' pshat of Shabbos. Why? Because the Ramah, he brings a Ramah that Garmi, since we're doing the Garmi here, was only on Mazik, not on Tsar Ripu Shabbos Boishas. This was the Shaya that you were being Mo'ir. So you see, he says Tosfos obviously disagrees because Tosfos is saying that that's Shabbos, the way he learned Tosfos at least. But the Ramah says that by Garmi, the case in the Ramah was that a person asked a porter to carry stuff. So the guy says, "How much does it weigh?" So I fooled him. The guy says, "I don't take over 100 pounds, right?" So, but really, I knew it was really 130 pounds. But I want him to do it. So I went to say, it's 95 pounds, right? So then the guy does it, and then he breaks his back. Or something, right. So it says you have to pay Nezik. You have to pay Nezik. And the Gemara brings this case. And the Gemara says, it's his own fault. He should have felt it's too heavy. It's like the guy thought that he must be not feeling so good today. He didn't eat good today or something. He didn't chop. So Mamele has pay Nezik. But you don't need to pay Ripui Shevis. You don't have to pay the other things. Why? Because it's only Garmi. And since it's only Garmi, I didn't like Mamish do it. I just fooled him. That's Garmi. So you don't pay the other things. So Zok the Ksais, according to the Ramah, which is brought in Ramah earlier, you see that you can't learn this Pshat because there's no Shevis on Garmi. So he says you have to learn the Shulchan Aruch's Pshat. Shulchan Aruch writes that the reason when you cancel on Purim you pay is because it's Dover Ha'ovid. You made a Dover Ha'ovid on it, which is quoted straight out of the Nimuki Yosef. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch didn't write Garmi, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree with that Mahalach, because the Shulchan Aruch holds Garmi doesn't pay for Shabbos. It's only as Dover Ha'ovid. Now the big question: what's Dover Ha'ovid? What's Cholam Moed? Where are we? What's happening with Dover Ha'ovid? That's the big shaila, right? What is the? That's the words in the Nimuki Yosef. Dover Ha'ovid. What is that? So I'm going to say over the Kilas Yaakov's pshat. Kilas Yaakov says that the Nimuki Yosef meant the same thing that the Ritva says, which is Grada, 80% or more than Nimuki Yosef and Ritva always do say the same thing. So very, very much. So the Ritva says Beferish what he means. He says the Psha is that the side of this parak is that if I am avtiach someone something, and the person was soimech al havtochasi, and then I back out of the havtocha and I mafsid him because of that, I have to pay because he was soimech on my word, which I don't think he says beferish the key word. The stipler does say the key word is orif. There's a yesoid that whenever I promise somebody that I guarantee, I say, lend him the money, right? Don't worry about it. I'm the orif. Then if the guy doesn't pay back. I pay. What did I do? Just promise. But if he's soymech amay avtocha and he gets a loss, then I have to pay. And the Rishonim bring another case that even if I go and tell a person zroik mon aliyah, right? I tell the guy, throw $100 in the yam. He goes, what do you mean? So don't worry, that's on me. Then he becomes arif. Because since I was mafsid money, it's not only by a loan. It's even if I tell a guy to do anything, and on my word, somebody loses money, so then, it's because of my word that I become an arif. So that's how he explains the ritva, and he says that's what the Nebuki Yosef, they were both trying to say this yesoid, which is that if I guaranteed you, right, and you were samech on me not to take another job, like I promised I'm taking you, right, and because of you, so I'm an arif, and an arif has to pay losses. So that's what the Rabbi Kveger said. That's what the Stipler says. Pshat in the Muki Yosef and the Ritva, and
so that'll be on Kalim also.
Oh, so in Rabbi Shlema Hyman on Bob Metzia, he says Nafkamina that it's even on Kalim. According to the Pshat, and that's the Pshat mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says the Pshat of the Varavid, which is Arev. That is going to be even on Caleb. That's what Shlaim, this is Pasha, what he's saying. Rabbi Kveger also says that there's two pshatim. There's the pshat of Dina Degarmi, and there's the pshat of Dover HaOvid, but he doesn't say what it meant. He just says there's the Dover HaOvid pshat, and the Dina Degarmi pshat, Tosis' pshat, and the other pshat, the same, you know, thing. And he gives another nafkamina. Says the nafkamina is, what if the person could get another job for $5 an hour, but most of the jobs are only $3 an hour, all right? Or let's say 50 and 30, okay? Right? So now you made the guy lose his job because he canceled on it. So the guy says, I could have gotten a $50 an hour job. All the time I get $50 an hour jobs. And the guy goes, but most jobs are $30. So who's right? So Dr. Kveger is calling the Machlekes Tosis and the Muki Yosef. If you go with the Pshat I'm a Mazik, there's always a cloud called Bori Hazeka. It has to be much borer than I Mazik you. So most jobs are the lower amount. So I was only Mazik you the lower amount. But if you say the Pshat is Orei, so the Pshat is I'm guaranteeing you. I think he. I have to look again if he says. But if let's say right now it was a $50 job. So then I'm guaranteeing you like that I won't make you lose from the $50 hour job. So we assume that you're going to give him $50 if you cancel on his job, even though I don't see why it's like mamish muchach there. But that's what he at least it's yitachin to be. It's very possible that I am being an arv on $50, being that the guy taka tries to get the $50 jobs and I'm trying to hire him for $50, so I'm being an arv on $50. Even though it's not a mazik, so that's another nafkamin.
This is also a rabbanon, not the
well, no. Well, arev is a derisive concept.
Arev is a concept.
Well,
stretching it to here.
Well, they're saying that is what he's saying.
The
stipler is saying dover arev means arev. The ritzvah is, yeah. They're saying he mamish means arev.
It sounds like
it's like the real din of arev, like because I said.
Yeah, mamish. I think so. I think they're saying it's mamish real arev. We
Saying the same thing as
a stipler. Yeah, well, he doesn't say what Dover Ovid means. He just calls it by the nickname Dover Ovid.
He uses the word
Arev. The only thing he does mention Arev is he says, I have a kasha on Tosis. Why did Tosis say it's Dina Dagami? Why did Tosis say Arev? That he does say.
And he answers?
I don't think he answers the kasha. He just says, Tzorichin, why did Tosis say Garmi? Why didn't he say the Arev? Which is, according to the stipler, the other pshat. So the Chazon Ish on that Rabbi Kveger, Chazon Ish says, Tosis says you never have Arev unless you mamish made him lose money. Then you could be an Arev, but to not make money, there's no concept of Arev. That's why Tosis doesn't agree to that. There's no concept of Arev on not being able to, okay.
Because Arev is always laying money out.
Right, either lending it or throwing it in the yam. Right. But not for, that's what, right. And these Rishayin are being Mechadish, that's even Arev on not making money. Okay, so Soich Dover, that's the end of the halacha discussion. The din is that you have to pay if it's your fault. and there's three Beurim in the payment. Either it's a deraisa of Shevis, and it's only by people, and that's how the Ktsais holds, or it's a Drabbanan of Mazik, like the Nesivis, or it's the Dover Ovid Pshat, which the Stipler puts together with the Orif Pshat. Okay? Fine. Now, we still have a few minutes, so I say a mashu on the parsha. Okay? A little bit on the parsha. The Pasuk has three times that they brought the Karbanos. By each time, before they did, Balak and Bilah, they brought Karbanos each time. By the first one, it says, Vayal, Balak, Ubilam. They did it together. By the last two, it says Vayal, in singular. Okay, so what happened? Why did it change? So the Ramban says two answers. He says, the Shaila is, we don't know who was the person. Because really, if you read the Pasuk, the last person mentioned was Balak. But it could have been a man like Bilam, who's a little earlier. So he says he has two ways. He says either what happened was Bilam wouldn't let Balak touch the Karbanos after that because he was afraid that Balak was being mafagled the carbon or something. I guess, why did he think that? Because it didn't work the first time, I guess. I don't know why all of a sudden, by the second time. So then Bilam said, I'm doing it and you have to stay out of it. Or Inami Zokter Ramban Pumfar Kert. Bilam saw this Karbanos aren't working. Yeah. So Bilam backed out of the Karbanos thing, but Balak was trying to be Mephiasim, so Balak did it. Okay? Those are the two ways in the Ramban. I have to say the Rugged Shover's way. The Rugged Shover says Pshat's like this. Pshat is, it's based on the Gemara in, Rashi brings it, Gemara Nida. Why did he call himself Shasuma Ayin? Okay? Because he said Umispar Sureva Yisrael. So Bilam said Misha Hu Kadosh Mesharis of Kedosh Mistakel Bedavers. So he became a Shasuma Ayin. Yeah. So Rashi said his eye came out. Oh, so he became a Baal Mum. And the din is Baal Mum can't do a carbon. So Memela Bilam was out of it. From then on, only Balak can do it. That's the Rugged Shover's shot. So then he has a whole cash on himself. What? Why did the Rishonim? Rishonim. Oh, yeah. Well, they want the carbon to work, you know.
Obama can bring a Bama on
Obama? Oh, yeah, that's a Beferish. And after Zayn in Zvachim, on Obama also, Obama can't. The Chiddush part is that there's a few Svarim that Claire. That this is a lower thing because this is called Benoyach Shal Bam, Bama Shal Benoyach. So, how about a Bama Shal Benoyach? So, a few Svarim say, no, you see that even that, because in Parshas Noyach, Rashi brings down that since the lion hurt Noyach, so therefore shame had to do the Korbanos. So, I mean, I guess you could maybe say he was just sick and he couldn't do it. Pashas, it means because he had a mum, so he couldn't do it. So that's a raya that even by a Benoyach Bama,
It wasn't that meant to push off or something like that?
That was after, that was shame.
Later, the story. Yeah. It's later, right, after he drank the wine.
Yeah.
This is right when he came out of the table. It says right away he brought shame. Okay, so anyways, that's the pshat. Then the Rugged Shover has a whole kasha on himself. He says because L'chayr Bilam had a different mum also. Because it says in the Gemara, Vayelech Shefi, the Gemara says in Sait Daf Yud, that he was a chiger baragloyachas, because a Lashon Shefi is a Lashon like Shaf Meduchte. So L'chayr, if he had that mum, so how did he do the first one?
Wasn't he a Roveya too, the Chavon?
Yeah, okay, but a person, the Makri, the Koyin, who was a Revea, is okay. You want to say, since by Goyim, only a Mechusar Aver is a Mum, so he would say what you said. But the Rugged Shover, he says, his Teretz is like this. His Teretz is, because it says, Beferish in the Gemara B'chayrus, that a broken leg is only a mum if it's nicker. That people see it, that when he walks, so he says, the word shefi in some places in Shas, means benachas, like shoyfa yai. So the pshat was, he wasn't such a big chigger, so when he walks slow, he could do it without people hopping. So therefore, it says Vayelech Shefi, he walked slow because he wanted to make sure that it wasn't knickers. Do you see that? It doesn't look like that. No, okay, so I could be back. That's the Rogan Shavers. Anyways, I just wanted to say put in my own little vart, another pshat. What happened? Pshat like this. It says in the Gemara, La oilam amar b'yudah marav, la oilam yasek adam b'toyeru mitzvahs, afilu shaloy lishma, shabtoyeru shaloy lishma, balishma. Right? Then, second maimer, nacham amar b'yudah marav, same thing. V'haraya from Balak, because b'zchus, the man-based karbonis that Balak brought, he was oichet to get Rus, who got David and Shloima, all for those, and it was shaloy lishma. So Marsha, that's in Hoyrius Yudam and Beis, and that's where the Loilam Yasek, and it's also the first part is in Psachim on the beginning of Makom Shenogu. I don't remember the exact half.
How could doesn't Taisman say somewhere
about Shalei Lishma? Oh, Mamish, exact. Zok the Marsha, your Mecham Mamish the Marsha. In fact, the Marsha, Taisman has a Kasha in a few places, in Saita and Brachas, yeah, that how could you say Loilam? You should do Shalei Shema. The Gemara in Bracha says, "Kol ha brachas yedzayin, kol aloy mitayr shalei lishma mutar shalei nivra." And for Taisus, if it's lekanter, it's better you weren't nivra. If it's for kavod, then okay, do it. In fact, Marsha, what do you call Balak? I think he's lekanter. He wants the pretty bad lekanter.
He meant it as a carbon to be successful.
Okay, but successful to do what?
To
the bed.
To
destroy
the
yid. Okay, so I'm saying
that's
that.
I,
you mean it's all? You're saying it's indirect. You're saying like, well, the counter means to be mekanter chavera. I think no, like to. Oh, you think it means to like schlug up the Torah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think Rashi says what you say. Rashi says lekanter means they're learning
to be
apikoyers.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So then it's no shaykhs.
Right.
But I think Taisus writes it means levazos chaver. He's learning to like knock the other guy down, to schlug the other guy up.
Be smarter than him.
Right. So I guess the Marsha is going with that.
Yeah. But I think that Bilam talked about why he was called Kli.
Oh,
just wanted it to go away.
You're not hard. Oh, you're mechavet the Marsha's teretz. Zok the Marsha. He wasn't trying to. It says in Rashi. He doesn't quote the Rashi, but the Rashi in the beginning. He doesn't like Roshonim no Oretz. Rashi says he just wanted to get them out of Moyov. And Bilam changed it. Because
right.
It says there, he said, Balak said Ara. Then Bilam already said Tashem Kava. Rashi says worse. Like Roshonim in Oil. So Rashi said he really hated it. Well, Zok the Marsha, Balak wasn't. He says that's like covered. That's the shame covered. You want your Medina. That's like covered. That's still okay. That's the territory of the Marsha. So based on that, I want to say Pshat, what's going on over here? Pshat's like this. Balak said to Bilam orally, Bagoshar min arts. So Bilam said, okay, I'll do it. He didn't know that Bilam had his own agenda, that Bilam was 10 times worse and he wanted to kill them Legamri and with a kava and all that. He thought he's doing orders. So you get paid to do what you're at, what the job. So fine. So they did the carbon together. But then Bilam was Megale, because he said over there, Mo Ekoiv Lekabukel. So Balak says, Ekoiv? Kava? I didn't ask for that. Ask for our. Ah, you have your own thing. You hate them worse than me. So you're doing it lekanter. You're doing it lekanter, right? I'm not going to let you do the carbon. Then it won't work. The only way the carbon could work is if you do it shaloi lishma. It's still good because shaloi lishma balishma. So Balak's called shaloi lishma. Fine. So he did it with Bilam the first time. I thought you're working for me. We'll do it together. We'll have a good carbon. But then Bilam said kava. So that means he's doing it lekanter. I'm not going to let you touch the carbon. You're going to ruin the whole carbon. So the next carbon he did alone.
That's my own shot.
Balak?
He Mark calls him a Russia right there.
What about Og? What about Og?
I guess he shouldn't have done that.
Right, good point.
Can you email me this year?
Yes, and you'll remind me tomorrow.
I'll just email you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'll send you the email now.
You can do that too. You can email me, you can text me too tomorrow, you know, do one. And
when you don't respond to one, then I'll get the other one.
You mean that's a riot that he's the one. Yeah, I had the same order. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I heard a Teretz that you could say, even if you go like the Rambam, that
the leader's taking him, I would assume, right?
Maybe he owned the card. Yeah. I was like, he
assuming.
Joe?
What about Og? Og's, his whole thing was that he wanted sorrow for himself. He wanted Abram to kill. He wanted Abram to die.
That should be the concert too, you mean?
Yes.
By
Moshe was afraid the schus of Og. What do you mean? Why should he have any? He did it so that Abram. He did it so he should get some.
That's for COVID. He wanted a he wanted the life. He wanted the beauty for life.
He did it that Abram should get killed though.
Only so he can get Sarah. His kavanah wasn't to get Avram killed; it was to get Sarah. That's what
I heard. Somebody else said something else. It's not the pshat that Og hated. Oh, stop! Like the pshat was, you know, maybe this will happen. I'll get her. Like he wasn't even like.
Haman.
That's harder.
He got to schus that his children learned the B'nai Brak, right?
Yeah. That's the whole thing we would cut.
Okay, we'll have to.
We'll save it. We'll save it. Very good. Yeah. I know. I know, but I like the. It was a good. Yeah, I like the idea. Yes.
You wouldn't be Amalek.
Right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Good. Very good.
The question is then, why wasn't he himself probably very strong? So I think the pshat is very simple. It's a Moshe pshat.
Yeah, that what?
Touch the latest struggle as well. Only if you keep wanting to try. So I started out doing this latest struggle, and the more I wanted to mention it, before I realized it, I'm doing it this way. The Balak said, didn't work, forget it. I'll believe in God. If he comes through, he doesn't come through, forget it. He didn't try to do anything.
Everything.
All right.
I'm going to go to the